take from your group in the opener?
In the opener, I mean, thought the guys played hard. Glad that they won, you know. But, you know, obviously stuff to improve. We got stuff we need to improve on, and we'll just keep building, getting better each day. That's what the goal is, and just put all our focus towards the Saints right now.
What did O'Farrell show to warrant the role that he had?
Sorry, one more time?
What did that Romeo show to warrant the role he had?
I think, you know, since we got him in the spring, he's been working really hard to just get the playbook down. And, I mean, he's been out there almost every day, you know, and he's just been just steadily improving his technique both against the run and the pass. And I think any playing time he got on Sunday, he earned it. And, you know, he was productive in his role. So, I mean, as long as he keeps doing that, we'll be okay.
What was it like getting Montori back?
It was good. Glad to have – you're always glad to have good football players and guys that you've worked with and have a – you know, you're familiar with. And I think, you know, it's going to be good for him. You know, obviously, you know, as this part time of the year, guys start bouncing around from different teams, learning different terminology, learning a new coach, getting used to them. But whenever you're familiar – with someone, it's always a good thing.
Who do you view as the leader of your room?
View as the leader of the room? I mean, I think, you know, I think all the guys have some role in leadership in terms of whether it's, you know, vocally or if it's something out there on the field. But I really let them determine that, you know. I let them determine that. I mean, that's something I don't talk a lot about in the room. I don't think that's something that you could just try to manufacture. I think you got to let those guys develop into leaders, and it might be multiple people, it might be one person. I mean, you know, I don't think it's something that, you know, you had, I don't know, cookie cutter. I'm bad with saying, so bear with me. I don't know, cookie cutter, whatever it may be. I don't know. I just can't tell you who the leader is. I just know. There are a lot of guys out there that guys listen to. We all talk to each other there.
How does Snack sort of fit into that mix? In you know, from your,
I mean,
seat?
I love being around D. I call him D. I don't call him Snacks, but I love being around D. He's been a solid, productive player in this league. He goes out there every day. He works at his craft, and you know, guys definitely listen to him. I mean, shoot, I listen to him. I mean, it's the same thing like when previous jobs I've had. You know, you listen to the veteran players and you get an idea because, again, I always tell them, I didn't play, so I could always learn from you. And I think that's important as a coach, in my opinion. That's how I go.
Ben said, you know, he had a pretty good speech to the defense. How would you describe it?
I'm going to keep that private. I think that's something that, you know, guys, he said what he needed to say, and he was talking to the guys, and it was good. But, I mean, that's between them, him and the players and the coaches that were there, really. Sorry, I can't hear you.
How much of an asset is it that you have so many defensive ends who can also move inside?
I think I said this before. I mean, the point of defense is to have 11 guys out there defending the field. However Spags wants to deploy those guys, whether it's ends, corners, safeties, I mean, it could all be multiple. But whenever you have guys that can play multiple roles and fulfill a need as a 5 technique, a 3 technique, a shade, whatever it may be, it just adds a level of complexity to the defense where the offense has to prepare for it. So it's always a good thing. I mean, whether it's a DN, a linebacker, I mean, you have systems where linebackers are playing 3 technique or linebackers moving back to safety. All that stuff is good stuff because as smart as these guys are on offense, especially when you're talking about this week, when you're dealing with Drew Brees, you want to give them something else to look at. Maybe the guy playing tackle, he's rushing, maybe he's dropping. You don't know. So it's always good to have that.
How's Jay Bromley come along? I know he missed a couple weeks in the summer.
I mean, I think, you know, he's working hard to get better, and he's working his technique. He's out here early all the time, you know, going through his technique, his progression in terms of playing the run, the pass. I mean, so it's going well, I think, with him right now.
You saw JPP for 70-plus snaps the other day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he's come along with being able to use his hands?
I mean, you watched the game, right?
I need your opinion.
I mean, I don't even think about it. I just know JPP's out there, and the guy played well last week, but we're looking forward to this week. So, I mean, that's the only JPP I know. I mean, this is my first year here, and, I mean, hey, the guy played well last week. So, but moving on to the Saints now.
With OV, so yep. Go down the line now, we ask you Snacks, JPP.
Yep.
With OV, he got a kick out of it when someone said to him yesterday the idea that didn't know you could play the run that well.
Mm-hmm. I would have laughed too if I.
the perception of him as a player, has your perception of him changed, or has it been reinforced what you thought you were getting when you signed him?
Alright, so this is the only time I'm going to ever do this, alright? Previous place I was at. Talk about guys direct who direct games. He was a guy that could wreck the game, run pass. So I already had a ton of respect for him as a player. Already had a ton of respect. Run game, pass game, intelligence, his athletic ability, all that stuff. Already knew all about that. And then just to be able to have the opportunity to work with him, it's been great for me. I mean, this guy comes out here every day doing whatever he has to do to get better. And it's just going to improve. I can't wait to see how he grows into his role. But the question whether he could play the runner, I mean, I would have laughed too if I were him.